The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, Michigan. It is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's partly cloudy. The sun's shining. It's going to be a great day to get in your backyard, or wait, on your deck, and get your grill going. We've got a guest in the studio with us today, Buzz Holtvloer from Standale Lumber and Supply and Standale Interiors. Been talking deck with Buzz. We're going to wrap up this session with the finishing touches on our deck. But before we get into that, I just want to mention one of the causes that Bob and I are near and dear to our hearts is the Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. We talked about that when we were out at the Armory a couple weeks ago. And today they're having their golf outing out at North Kent to raise money for the memorial. So if you got time, and I know they probably still got some spots out there, get out there, North Kent, and get involved and help them raise some money for this memorial. But anyway, to our deck, Bob.
Yes. Where men in, I'm not going to say it. I got to be
and
careful.
And beer hangout.
Yeah. So, do we have a caller on here? We have David?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Dave Thomas, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
You are a recipe monster.
I love them. The weirder, the better.
Yeah, you're an ex-Air Force guy, too, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right, go blue. Me too. Well, listen, we want to talk about, I found that grilled green tomato recipe on your, what do you call your Facebook page?
It's Grilling and Chilling.
Grilling and Chilling. Yeah. Pretty original. So, I want to hear about the grilled watermelon.
Okay. Basically, start with a seedless watermelon. Slice it in, so you're making circles. Slice it down the side there. Cut it in pie-shaped wedges. You know, so it looks like a piece out of a pie, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cut them about an inch and a half thick, maybe 2 inches. Set them up. You rinse them off. You set them in a rack, like over a cake pan, so they'll dry.
Okay.
You're drying watermelon?
Trying to get as much juice out as you can?
Get the moisture off it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
And, you know, it takes about a half hour, 45 minutes. It depends.
Have you ever tried it without doing that part, with just putting them on fresh sliced?
Yeah, but they're a little slimy. When you first cut them, you get that little slime on it. You could. I imagine you probably could, but once I cut it and it sits, I kind of hit with some sea salt real lightly, and then I'll rinse it off to get that slime off it.
Mm-hmm.
You take a couple pieces of folded paper towel, put a paper towel on the counter, put the watermelon on top of it, and I put another piece of paper towel on, just kind of push down on it just before it crunches, just to get that extra moisture out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'll hit it again real quick, real lightly with that sea salt, because you take most of it off with the paper towel, obviously. Throw it on the grill, and you can leave the rinds on or take them off. I used to do it without the rinds on it, but I think with the rinds, it's easier to flip them.
Yeah, and you have a handle when you're eating it.
Right. You just grill it until it gets some good grill marks on it. It gets a little tender, and pull it off, and you can eat it warm or cold, but it tastes better once you let it cool.
Maybe hit it with a little vodka?
Maybe.
Flame it.
I did try it the other day with some mint sprigs on it, and it was a different flavor, too.
Well, that's really cool, man. Really appreciate your input, and if you guys want to friend his page or like his page, it's Grillin' and Chillin', and it's not the Dave Thomas from Wendy's. It's the Air Force Dave Thomas. All right, dude. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it. Stay out there. Thanks for listening.
No problem, guys. Love the show.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Back to Buzz here. There's so many things you can correct on a deck. If I wanted to figure out my deck just to put the man-made deck boards on, not to rebuild the whole deck, just to resurface it, is there a price per square foot I could go on for an average if I'm going to lay it myself?
The deck boards are going to range from probably $2.75 a lineal foot to $4. So you're going
to
basically take that.
So it's $3 to $4 a lineal.
A lineal foot.
Good.
And you're going to have to double that for a square foot.
Because it's a 6-inch, yeah.
Yeah, only
okay.
5.5 inches wide. But you know.
So for $6 or $7 a square foot,
yep.
I can resurface it.
Yep, easily. there's like anything else, you get what you pay for. Mm-hmm. The higher.
And then I can get this deck tool that's made in Grand Rapids.
Made right here in GR.
Yeah. What's that called again?
The camo tool.
The camo tool. Love it. I'm going to bring one up my deer stand.
There you go. and that's, you know,
it'd be the only thing you'd nail from that stand. You know what? It'd be the only thing you'd nail from that stand. So you might want to get one of those.
I feel like Michael's back in the studio.
Well, no, truth hurts, so doesn't it? Yeah. Big Hunter.
Did you see the nice 10-point that's hanging in my basement that I just picked up?
Yeah, your son shot that, didn't he?
Jeez.
That's the one the wife hit with the car.
Right.
The only thing he shoots is his mouth.
Right. Accurately, though. Very accurately. But anyway, put the train back on the track, Bob. We're talking about decks.
Yeah. No, I'm going to talk about that 10-point now. It's
nice
almost
rack.
Time. It's almost time. I like a nice rack. It's almost time. So grilling, fall, football, hunting, man, it's all happening.
Season's getting close.
I'm telling you, they're hitting the salmons right now. Ooh. off on Lake Michigan, and it's that time of year. It's the best time of
it
year.
It is. Yep.
Yeah, so good time to fire up the grill, get that deck squared away. Buzz, we thank you so much for coming in and helping us
appreciate
out today.
Appreciate being here. Looking forward to coming to your house eating later today.
All right. Bring your suit.
Yeah.
No thong either.
Yeah. No. Trust me, no thongs.
Right. Do you have a bike?
Yes, I do.
I thought you did.
Yes.
You ought to consider next Saturday coming up with us to the bow tie.
We should be there. We'll be out at the Hudsonville Fair all next week, but we'll make the bow tie run. That is for...
That's the 14th annual motorcycle run for MS.
For MS.
And if you want information on that, hit the Grillin' Guys website. You'll get Kim's phone number. Basically, sign-up time is 10:30. We're going to be out there live from 9 to 11, and then we're going to hang out. We're going to stay. I'm planning on staying there all day. I don't know
if
Joppy's staying or not.
You know, this event, it costs $15 to get in it, and they're donating the $15 to the MS. If you come in as a couple, it's $25. It's going to include dinner. They told us that they're doing 500 pounds of chicken out there, and Barbecue Bob's going to have the Goodwin smoker out there, and we're going to help them smoke some of it, and they're going to cook a bunch of stuff up to go with it. It's going to be a great deal, and they're going to raise money for an awesome cause. 14 years in a row they've been doing this.
And we've got a sidecar for Randy to ride around in.
That's right. I'm going to be somebody's motorcycle biatch.
You look good with a pink helmet.
Yep, we'll get one, I'm sure.
We'll have to make sure you wear your clogs.
But it's at the Bowtie Tavern, which is on the corner of 10 Mile and Old Alpine out there in Sparta.
What's the phone number to call in?
616-887-0865. Ask for Mary. They're going to do breakfast starting at 10 o'clock. That's only $6. Again, all the proceeds are going to the multiple sclerosis. So,
and this is one of the biggest bike runs in the state. This thing is, it's just growing every year. We're pushing it this year because we want it to really explode. We want it to get to, my goal is to get to 600 bikes. They had like 4 or 5 last year. I'd like to get another 100 bikers out there. So that's why we're asking the Grilling Guys audience.
We'll bring a few from Standale.
Okay, good. Well, there, we got 5 knocked off already.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's next Saturday, the 27th. Sign up at 10:30.
That's right. The event starts at noon. Sign up starts at 10:30. Again, $15 a person, $25 for a couple. Includes dinner. With that, it's a great deal and a great cause and a lot of fun. You're going to be, it's kind of a poker run thing where you're going to be running around to 6 or 7 places picking up a card, and it's going to culminate back at the bow tie, and there's, you know, prizes and stuff for the best poker hand.
So,
like
Chaz,
that.
If you're out there, Chaz from Schmoes, if you're out there, get that Honda up there and let's see if you can compete in a poker run.
Wow, Chaz on a Honda. Woo! That's got to be a sight.
And a thong.
Yeah.
No thongs.
Man, you're all caught up on this thong today, Bob. I don't know what that's all about, man.
Yeah. It has to do with the dream I had last night. It was, like I said.
Maureen's out of town, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
Well, of course. It's the weekend. Okay. Boy, we got some cool stuff coming up. I want to talk a little bit about this week. I was on Fox 17 on the 1-7. I grilled some steaks for them. I have my tech on their outdoor patio. Oh my gosh, those folks at Fox 17 are really cool. But they really like you when you bring a bunch of meat in. And I brought a bunch of Spartan Tender Ridge steaks in there. I hit them with a little bit of that Texas T-bone.
Yeah, that's a good seasoning. Oh, we'll talk about that, too. That's a new line that Bob picked up that we're going to have in stores around.
But, so that's on the 1-7 on Fox 17 on from 5 to 6 every night. They have a show like this.
Yeah. Well, we are the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about outside in that deck, about a little bit of insect protection. And we're also going to be talking with our buddy from Mount Pleasant Brewing, Kim Kowalski. He's got a couple fall brews that are going to be on the market here in about a week or two. So we're looking forward to that. And Bob's going to tell us a little bit about smoked onion dip. You won't want to miss that one. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.